This is a Vuma 103 podcast. Ayikhambebe on Vuma 103 Drive.
Sanibonani, I am Ayikhambebe, life and business strategist. A lot has happened since last we spoke. However, we are still on that grieving theme. Today, we are grieving expectations. I touched on this when we were learning of letting go in romantic relationships, where we learned healthy ways of grieving and letting go of what we thought things would be, what we were promised, and what we had hoped for. Today, we are understanding grieving and letting go of former expectations of ourselves. Kaningi, what we expect of ourselves is modeled by said and unsaid opinions by other people, what they perceive us to be. Seldom do people take the time to figure out for themselves who they are and who they want to be. And to be fair, life's struggles and responsibilities seldom allow us to take a step back and discover who we are. Family expectations usually weigh the heaviest. When ufeilile to meet those ones, now where you believe a good to you are a total failure. And then it's a lonely walk to break through after that. Just a simple snip into my reality. I am the second born of four kids. The one before me and after me are medical doctors. And then my brother is my brother. I refused the route of medical doctoring as I felt it wasn't for me. Then I became the black sheep. The route I took didn't yield beautiful fruits enough to be worthy of them to be celebrated. I got used to walking alone. My faith kept me accountable, but I grew strong. It took therapy for me to learn that my internal voice was not mine, but their disappointment. It took determination and help for me to find and create my own internal voice. And it continues to be a work in progress because I learn, I grow, I evolve for the better every single day. Just 3 weeks ago, my older sister's friend started a similar business to mine. How do I know? I saw it on her status, how proud she was of her, even attached her friend's flyers and ads. Angikaze, ngafagwa, nangelinye ilanga, and what I do, nangephutha. I doubt her circle even knows I exist, or even how fantastic, accomplished, and phenomenal I actually am. Did it hurt? No, but it stung a little. Why didn't it hurt? Because I've put in the work to grieve and release other people's expectations, which I had adopted as my own. I walked alone in many scenarios and learned to be my own cheerleader and advocate. God taught me that I'm worth fighting for, so He and I fought for me. And I can say, Gingangingizi, that I am Ayikhambebe, life and business strategist, executive coach, industrial psychologist, MBA graduate, total life changer, and most importantly, Atara's mom. Nginifisela, a similar and even greater discovery of yourselves. Kodwa indlela idlula ku grief and getting help. Stay safe until next time.
Ayikhambebe on Vuma 103 Drive. This is a Vuma 103 podcast.